A new solar project is under construction right now in Washtenaw County, and it's expected to provide positive environmental and economic benefits. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. The Whitetail Solar Project is going to span across 1,200 acres of farmland in Augusta and York Townships, and when fully operational, should generate enough electricity to power 15 to 20,000 homes and increase local tax revenues along the way. Our guest this morning is Dick Kupke. He serves as chair of the York Township Planning Commission, and thank you so much for carving out time for us today, Dick. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Well, this project has been a long time coming. How long have these discussions been going on?
Well, we started at York Township in 2021, so it's been almost 4 years that we've been working on it. A small portion of some of the land in Augusta Township actually started over 10 years ago on a failed project called Rail Splitters 1, I believe, and it now has kind of morphed into the whole Whitetail Solar Project.
And Ranger Power is the developer that's going to lead the construction project. Why was this Chicago-based company the right choice for developing solar here in Washtenaw County and in particular in your community?
Well, they had experience all over the country with solar projects. In particular, we went up to one of the projects they had under construction in Shiawassee County, and we met with the developer. We met with the builder, actually observed how they were interacting with the neighbors and the rest of the residents, and we felt it was a good fit. We were comfortable working with them.
Of the roughly 1,200 acres the Whitetail Solar Project will cover, about 450 are in your community, the other 750 in Augusta Township, all of it farmland, correct?
Well, most of it is farmland. Some of it is undeveloped at this point. It might be some woods and wetlands and things like that. But those are areas where the actual solar panels won't be. So they are areas for like water runoff and things like that. But it's basically farmland now, and in the future it can be returned to farmland as well.
There's been a lot of controversy regarding local control of renewable energy projects. The state of Michigan has the right to now cite these kinds of projects over local objections where that happens, but it's not happening with this project. How did York Township, Augusta Township, and Ranger Power win community support for such an expansive project?
Well, one thing is, working with Ranger Power, they were very open to existing ordinances. First of all, we have a master plan in York Township that says a solar project can be a supplemental use permit on agricultural land. And so we had kind of a guideline on how we wanted to proceed. So they were willing to work with us on things like setbacks and vegetative screening, so that if you lived in a home across the street from one or something like that, where one of the fields are, you won't be looking at them all the time. Noise decibel limits were actually lower for us than they were for the state. So what happens is Ranger Power was willing to work with us on things that made it fit into the community better.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation with York Township Planning Commission Chair Dick Kupke continues. And let's talk power and money for a moment. How much energy will the fully operational Whitetail Project create?
It should be about 120 megawatts.
And I mentioned in the open, that is expected to generate enough power to fully power 15 to 20,000 homes on an annual basis?
Yes, and it's also got, you know, quite a bit of offset for like carbon footprint of automobiles, something like 46,000 cars or something like that it will offset. So, I mean, it'll be significant. It's one part of the puzzle for renewable energy as well as, you know, natural gas and nuclear and things like that for the future. So,
how much money is this project expected to pump into the local economy?
Well, they're expected to spend about $150 million on it. It's going to have, definitely it's going to have 150, 200 construction jobs during construction. And then there will be some long-term employment for caretakers and maintenance on the facility. So, The other thing is that the tax base is kind of up in the air as to whether it's based on value or based on megawatt produced, but that'll all work out well, too. It essentially offsets, you know, agriculture.
I would assume that some, if not much, of this land is privately owned at the moment, right?
It was. It mostly was farmland by individual farmers around the area. And what happens with farmers is, as they age, many farmers don't have, you know, 401ks or pensions and stuff like that. So they have to look to other sources to be able to have retirement income. And so some may be leasing the land to the Ranger Power or to the ultimately the utility company, and others have actually sold it.
Is there an expected revenue loss because some of this farmland will no longer be actively producing?
No, I think it'll be fully offset by the amount of income for the townships that is based on either megawatt output or on value, depending on what the state decides. We look at it to be a net positive for the township.
We're talking with Dick Kupke about the under-construction Whitetail Solar Project in Augusta and York Townships on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Dick serves as chair of the York Township Planning Commission. Among concerns in many communities considering these kinds of projects, as you touched upon, is the unappealing aesthetics and increase in noise. And you said that these are being addressed by existing township ordinance. So what if we come to a place where that ordinance is no longer sufficient based on the reaction of the community as this gets up and running?
They have to abide by the ordinances. So there will be monitoring of things. Actually, the noise is very, very slight. A solar farm is a good neighbor. Even when it's in agriculture, you've got tractors plowing and planting and herbicides and insecticides being spread and combining noise and dust and things like that. Once this is in, after the year's worth of construction that it's going to go through, it's a great neighbor. It's quiet and it's there. And in fact, the grasses underneath it and stuff are specifically picked to be good for pollinators, so it helps the surrounding farms and helps beekeepers and things like that. I don't anticipate any issues about it being against any of our ordinances.
Well, you touched on this earlier as well and made me write a note to myself to come back to it, but everything has a shelf life, and that could include massive solar arrays as well. So you do have a plan in place, if the time should come, to decommission this solar array.
Absolutely. It's called a decommissioning plan, and it has actually a bond in escrow for that if in 20 years, 25, let's say we come up with some other magic method for creating electricity, and this becomes obsolete, or maybe it becomes just inefficient because there are more efficient ways, the decommissioning plan pays for and calls for the removal of everything and returning the ground back to agricultural use.
And you said 20 years. Is that an anticipated timeline of the usefulness of this project, or just a time in which it can be reassessed?
No, it's a 25 to 30 year project we anticipate. It will be reassessed every 5 years for the cost in case the bond needs to be changed, the amount needs to be changed for what's withheld for decommissioning it. And at that point, once it drops below a point where it is efficient to produce there, then the decommissioning plan kicks in.
Well, Washtenaw County, as well as the state of Michigan, have some rather ambitious carbon neutrality plans and goals. How far along does this help move those goals toward success?
I can't talk about the overall thing, but I know that the solar portion of energy production in Michigan is currently at about 11.3%, something like that, and which the greatest portion is still natural gas and coal. And so then I think it's like 23% or something for nuclear. This obviously from 11%, if we get more of these solar farms around the state, it could bump up to 15 or 20%, but I don't anticipate it being the sole source, but it will be a piece of that puzzle.
And this is under construction and is expected to be completed and fully operational in 2026?
Yeah, about the spring of 2026, they expect it to be up and running. So that's what we hope. So it'll have some construction, you know, talking about neighborhood impact and stuff. There will be some noise while they're pounding the posts in. The posts are not set in concrete or anything. They are big steel posts that are pounded into the ground, and the solar arrays are attached to them so that when actually for decommissioning, they can be just pulled out of the ground and it's restored essentially. But they will have the construction takes place in different areas at a time, so the noise will move around a bit, but it should be done in about 15 months or so.
Well, I think it's a rather exciting project, and it's definitely moving towards a renewable energy future. Thank you for explaining it to us today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That is Dick Kupke. He is chair of the York Township Planning Commission and has been our guest on issues of the environment. To learn more about the Whitetail Solar Project, just stop by our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.